Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
It's time for us old people to just shake our fists at a cloud and scream about how things are changing, and we don't like it. Bart, did you see?
What'd it do, baby?
Did you see this? So we knew this was coming. YouTube is now taking over Sunday Ticket.
Did you know YouTube was bought by Google? I didn't know that.
Okay. It's random, but all right. But NFL Sunday Ticket is now on YouTube.
Yep.
Which means Red Zone is now on YouTube.
They still got the same guy, though, right? Because he's an icon. I mean, you talk about a guy who has the world's strongest bladder.
You say he's got Hanson. I say he's got Hanson.
Yeah, he got the world's strongest bladder. 13 hours straight, no pee-pee.
Well, you don't know. You never know. He might
have,
have
a depends. He could have a depends.
DiPietro and I had this idea to do this thing called the Mantine. And it's like basically you put it in a car, you put it under your seat, and it's like a reservoir. And then there's like a tube that you could just, you know, bring when necessary and relieve yourself while driving and then just tuck it away, both things. Yeah, and then, you know, keep riding.
It's ridiculous. Good.
And it's sealed and you don't have, you know, there's no smell, nothing.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Just sealed.
Yeah, okay.
And then when you need to, you know, there's.
I trust that as much as the guys that dip. The grossest thing I ever seen where I thought somebody was going to, like, you know, somebody like, it's the build up, like, like, dude spilt his dip cup on the dude's shoes.
Not good.
It was like.
Well, that's like, a sign of disrespect in the old West, you know.
Yeah, man.
Spit on a man's shoes, like, you know, tobacco on a man's boot.
But spit. Oh, man. Like, yeah. I thought somebody was going to die that day.
Yeah. Again, you'd have to draw something. Like, that would be serious.
But listen, this before Anyways. You get to all the old people, get mm-hmm. ready. Technology, chat GPT, GPT, or whatever we talk about, they are here, baby. They are here, and they are about to come take over. And we're about to have, I think, a technologically type of boom like we had when the internet
technology
came.
Revolution?
Yes, technology revolution like we had when the internet first came before and all the dot-com bubbles and all that stuff burst. We're here again. We're about to have a major shift in how we consume our content. And
but
if you catch up,
is
we
different
gotta,
than the internet.
We feel like we got to pay for everything.
This is different than the internet, though. The internet opened up a world of things we didn't know existed. It opened up a way to get information, to connect with people, to play games, to fly a plane. Flight Simulator on the original Apple, by the way. Oh, my God. But, I mean, it's like you had – like it was much different because it just felt like a world opening up. And while there were old people that didn't understand how things worked and, you know, the email was something – I remember explaining it, of course, to
mother. Was AOL?
How that works. Yeah, right, AOL. But – this is different. So, what am I complaining about today? This to me is where I either feel like I'm old, and this is just me being old and realizing the world's moving on without me, and that's okay. I get it. You can make fun of me. Go ahead. But it's either that, or to me, this is also where we're reaching that point of you don't care what your audience and your customers want. You're gonna force them, to do it the way you want to do it. So here's what it is. YouTube has now announced how the pricing is going to work.
/Google.
So YouTube, here's the thing. If you are a subscriber to YouTube TV, which now you know, here's the hook, right? You can get Sunday Ticket for $3.49 a season. And if you purchase before June 6th, it's $2.49. See what they do? They knock that $100 off because they want to get you. Now, if you also want to bundle it here, with Red Zone, they jack it up another $40. Now, Red Zone for me on for Verizon Fios out here on the island is $50 for a season, but I don't need Sunday Ticket.
Oh, so I just get Red Zone.
So it's just $50.
You already paid for Red Zone?
Well, I can't anymore because it's not going to be available on Fios.
Okay, so let me get this straight.
So now if I want Red Zone, I don't want Sunday Ticket, right. But if I want Red Zone, I have to get Sunday Ticket. Oh, and on top of it, I'm not a YouTube TV subscriber, so for me, it's going to cost $490.
Yeah, see, Jake understands this, right?
Almost
Jake,
$500. There's no way in hell I'm doing that. Tell me how the game's going. I ain't watching.
So let me explain to you like through the eyes of Jake, right? Because Jake a little old school, little young whippersnapper. And he'll understand.
Yeah.
It's two examples of this that we have already in society. The first one was when they were selling the Jordans, but to get one, you had to get the one that you really didn't like. And it's like they always throw the dump away in there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like the dump away one there, but because you want the other one, so you got to get this one if you want that one. If not, you can't get it, right?
Yeah.
And then also, remember when you go in there and you go to Costco and you're looking at them good old muffins. You're like, yes, blueberry. Cha-ching. You're looking like, oh, yeah, banana muffin. Cha-ching. Chocolate chip. Like, man, come on, man. I don't want no damn chocolate chip. That's what they do. They attach something that you want with something that you don't want. This has been going on since the dawn of time. And get used to it, right? Because I think that this is going to be the specialization of programming. It's already happened. If I want to watch Fresh Prince, I got NBC, but I got to get Peacock before 95. I'm asking myself, why the hell do I even got cable? Because anything I want to watch ain't on cable.
And that's what they want you to do.
Right.
But let me add one more thing, Bart, today, and I want to hear from people on this. Because if you want to tell me you're just old, huh?
You're old. They're going to pay for it.
800-919-3776. We got to talk about this, because especially in New York, when you think about it, you've got your teams playing.
Yeah.
Most days, 1 o'clock Jets, 4 o'clock Giants.
Not this year.
Back and forth, whatever it is, right? Most of the time, we're going to have a lot of that going on. So what do you like to do? Whenever my team's not playing, I'll keep an eye on the Giants or whatever the national game is on CBS or Fox. And last channel, which is the beautiful channel. We love that channel. It's the best button on your remote, last channel. When you are a sports fan, that's your best friend.
Yep.
Your last channel button is your best friend. And when you have that, you can navigate away from a commercial and go right to Red Zone. And there's Scott Hanson. He's telling you all about what's going on around the league. And you're just watching it real quick. And then you're like, in your head, the clock tells you, all right, the game's coming back. Boom, jump back. Like, that's the beauty of watching football on Sunday.
Now you got to go auxiliary.
Gone. It's gone.
You knew once Amazon had a successful ride with it that other companies, and Google is YouTube, remember that, and remember how big Google is.
I know.
Google's also involved in the AI stuff. So you knew that it was coming. You knew that it was coming, the specialization of TV. And now, if you want to watch TV, now you say it's $400, right? You say it's $400?
It's almost $500.
Okay,
if you're not a subscriber.
So if you're
a subscriber, it's a little bit cheaper, but now I got to subscribe to your damn channel.
Right, so almost.
I don't want to do that. Your app, I don't want to do it.
Right, okay, so let's just say almost $400. Now, remember, if you want to watch Thursday Ticket, you got to get Amazon Prime.
Oh, my God.
You all in.
And as I've talked already about this, we've already lived through it this year. Amazon Prime, Thursday Night Football, and then the Yankees locally. The Yankees, they have their games on Amazon. And what can't you do, Bart, that I'm always complaining about? What is it you can't do if I'm watching on Amazon?
Can't channel surf.
I can't get out of the commercial.
They got you locked
in. I am stuck on your damn channel. I don't want that. I don't consume sports that way. And I can't be the only one that consumes sports that way.
Now you're going to have picture. You're going to have your iPod.
I hate that.
I didn't buy
a 70-inch TV so I can watch it 50 inches or 40 inches.
You're going to have your iPad with your computer.
Why?
With your TV.
No.
And you're going to have
seven screens all around me. I got all this radiation all around me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you definitely ain't going to have no more kids.
Nah, it's probably. Well, I got the sea moss coming. I already ordered it.
Oh, Shuggy Duggy. Yeah. They're going to reattach vasectomies.
Yeah, well.
That sea moss be
swimming.
I told you.
She bailed me out of it.
Mm.
I was supposed to get it done. She said no. She didn't want me to do it. So I'm just saying.
So you're saying your swimmers still live?
I got Michael Phelps, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know me. Like, it's Michael Phelps.
Yeah, you give them that sea moss. They're going to be Metaverse Phelps.
Katie Ledecky.
Hussein Bolt. Like, he's running in the water.
Hussein Bolt.
He is running in the water.
800-919-3776.
It's sad, though, but listen.
You're talking about
Lamar Jackson. Mm-hmm. You're saying pay Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
Well, this is what it takes. It takes outside revenue, and this is how they're getting it, because they're having strategic partnerships. And technology is coming, man. And last year was the, you know how you say they fly the kite? They flew the kite last year, and people loved it, and they didn't complain. They didn't even complain about, why do I have to pay for Amazon Prime? Because before, you used to have to pay for the NFL Network sometimes on cable. which every cable provider doesn't give you NFL Network. So you was having to do that anyway. Mm-hmm. So this just is a better, more efficient way to do it. And now watch all the ads that you're about to get, because now the commercials are about to change on those channels now.
Oh, it's painful.
And I feel like if we're going to be going digital, then we need to figure out better ways to have better commercials.
Thank you.
That go with those type of technologies. Why should we have a traditional commercial when we're on a non-traditional platform?
No. I mean, I've always said
AI.
This.
I should be able to look at different things. I should be able to buy stuff. I should be able to touch my screen.
Yeah, I believe we're getting there, because I do think there's a – I've seen this
already.
But
that's what Amazon's doing. They're ready.
I've saw this
Wait
with
till Black Sunday.
I have Hulu. And
oh, you got Hulu.
Hulu's done.
So, man,
Hulu
what you talking about? Hulu – don't thought Hulu has sports. What the hell is Hulu doing? You're going to have to cancel Hulu, because they should be doing something for you.
Well – the bottom line is that they have a thing where you can go QR code while you're watching it, and if you like something, you can go QR. It's very smart. So I imagine we're going to go there pretty quickly. I mean, Amazon. I mean, it's always like anything you're selling
Black
there, just go.
To happen.
We sell it, so let's go. Like,
Don't they have a game Black Friday this year or something like that?
They might.
Yeah, they got a Black Friday.
I can't remember.
Game.
I think that sounds familiar, but I'd have to Google that.
The NFL is getting greedy. And listen. You know, once
I don't
the NFL,
blame them.
You know, once,
I don't
the,
blame
you know, once the NFL
it's capitalism,
does it,
baby.
No, this is the thing. Once the NFL does it, then you're going to have to pay for basketball. You're going to look up. You're going to be $2,000 all in just to watch your sports. Watch.
So there is a Black Friday game.
Yes.
Well done, Bart. Yeah, isn't that something?
Listen, I work for Bezos.
That's right, you do.
He treat me like animal.
Well, you were smart enough to get in that business.
Yeah, man, but, man, they trimming the fat, bro. They're making it hard for a brother to make a dollar.
Before we get to the calls, a little bit of breaking news around the NFL. There is a trade that Field Yates is reporting.
What?
Shefty followed up. What do you think of this part? This is
don't do that. Field Yates did it.
Well,
don't be trying to
Shefty
follow
also
up like he
got to
be certified
it, but it was Field
by
Yates.
Got to be certified by Adam Schefter.
So your Detroit Lions are trading Jeff Okuda.
Yeah, he a scrub. He a bump salad, man.
Wasn't he a first-round pick?
Yes, from Ohio State. He has not lived up to the billing. Remember, they already drafted. They draft. So that just tells me that they're going to draft one of these outstanding corners in the draft.
Yes, it does tell you that.
Because they already got they signed in free agency an outstanding corner from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Uh-huh. So, see, now the board is moving. So now that tells you the Lions at 6 may want to move down, so that lets you know 6 is open for business.
It could be,
like I said earlier, because they can get Gonzalez, they can get the kid from Illinois.
And a lot of corners, a lot of corners available.
Right,
a lot of good corners.
You got Joey Porter Jr. Mm-hmm. And listen, whoever goes in there is only have to be the second best corner. They don't have to be the first best corner, because they have a lockdown island of a corner already. I think his name is Sutton, Emmanuel Sutton or something like that. You know, I'm bad with names. This is huge, because this lets you know that 6 is open for business now. What did they get for Jeff Okuda?
5th-round pick.
Damn. This dude was like top 10
you
pick.
You didn't even ask me where he was traded to.
It would have been smart if the Giants could get him, because they need corners in the Burks way.
Yeah, I think they're going to go. Again, we have Mel Kiper's mock draft, so he and McShay agree the Giants at 25 will go corner. No, the Falcons. Atlanta Falcons gave up a 5th-round pick for Okuda, give him a chance.
5th-round pick, man, for a guy that was
that
top 10.
Yeah.
He can't stay healthy, but he's okay. He got better. You know who he reminds me of? Who his career has been like so far?
Who?
Eli Apple.
Ooh.
He's been Eli Apple. He's been inconsistent. He's been hurt. And this is an opportunity for him to go and be like Eli Apple was with the Bengals, which they keep keeping him. Like, they could have upgraded out there. It's amazing, man. It's also amazing that the Giants have not signed Marcus Peters yet. I thought that was like a easy transition. Maybe his price is too high and they're waiting until after the draft to see if they can get a corner. But Marcus Peters, you know, was a $14 million corner for the Baltimore Ravens last year, coming off of a ACL. He played better. He should be stronger on it this year. And Wink loves him. And, you know, he had some of his best seasons under Wink Martindale.
He certainly knows who he is. Yeah, the Vikings, I think, are a team that's been linked to him to keep an eye out. All right, I'm seeing some tweets here. Now, I'll plead ignorance, because all this stuff is happening, and you know.
I'm trying to find a Zoom so I can see your husky eyes, man.
Please do.
Where's your Zoom at?
So I'm on it. I'm pleading ignorance with this, because as I'm reading all this stuff about YouTube and Sunday Ticket and Red Zone, I don't know the details yet, But I'm being told by some people on Twitter that I should still be able to get it on files. If that's the case, all right. Like, all right.
Hold up.
But
so they,
I would think it should be exclusive. It won't be, I guess they're just two different, I don't know. Somebody just said that the only change, there won't be two different broadcasts like before. So I don't know. Because DirecTV had their own red zone. They had a separate one.
Right.
So I guess now you'll get, everybody gets the same one. But if I can get it on my I don't have to go to YouTube. All right, then my complaining is over.
Okay, shut it.
You know what I mean? Like, but I still think that we're heading in that place, though, where it is going to eventually lead us to, you're locked into these apps. You're watching streaming on smart TVs rather than the ability to navigate. And they've just got to do a better job navigating than.
Well, all TVs are smart. Yeah, all TVs are smart now, really.
You're right. But
so
think
you're
about
basically
it.
Watching TV on a computer. You just don't got a keyboard to it.
Why is it, though, that on my iPad, all I got to do is double click and I could just swipe to the other page I'm on and swipe back. And I could do that. But on my smart TV, it's like 50 different. I have to press the button like 30 times.
You got to get a smarter TV.
No, man.
You got an associate's degree TV. You need a master's degree TV.
You might be right. 800-919-3776. Yeah, Sammy and Hudson Valley
those cheap TVs
off.
That they sell at Walmart?
I don't know.
Hey, what's up, my guy?
Sammy, what's up, man?
Bart. Han. Hey, Han. Listen, man. It's Taco Tuesday, baby. I'm here picking up my tacos.
Like it.
Han, stop being cheap. Give up the $500. You're going to be able to enjoy it.
Nope.
Because now a lot of people won't have to take a package with DirecTV. Now you just have to get the internet through your provider and just hook up your NFL experience and not have to worry about channels you don't watch.
But what about BET? What if I want to watch the old Stephen
A? So on top of my cable, you want me to lay out $500 to watch the NFL when I already got it on cable?
No. Listen. No, don't worry about it. Cancel the cable. You're not watching anything. You're getting probably free MSG. You can watch the Knicks.
I don't get free MSG.
You don't need anything else. Huh?
I don't get free MSG. I don't get free Yes Network. I don't get free SNY. I got to pay for all that.
Hey, so tell me.
ESPN, all the ESPN, the Ocho. Like, that's all I got to pay for. That sports package. I got to have it.
Han, I know you're saving money, Han, because you're running after trains instead of, like, getting Ubers and stuff to get places. So just give up the $500.
Hey, but tell me this.
Get out of my pocket, Sammy. Get out of my pocket.
Hey, Sammy, tell me this. Where does it stop, though? Because what happens next year when TNT sells the package to YouTube, and if you want to watch Thursday night basketball, mm-hmm. now you have to pay for basketball as well, a basketball package, right? So now you got to pay package.
No, I think we're going there.
But you have to have market resistance, because the fact that y'all complain but you still consume it allows them to continue to treat you like animal. They treat you like a side piece, man.
That is true, with a biscuit.
You know what I'm saying?
No doubt.
You already got games. You got to watch the Yankee games on Apple TV or Twitter or whatever the hell those are on.
Yeah, that's Apple's the other one, and then Amazon's the other one. But how about him calling me out for taking the train? You know, the reason why I don't drive is because the traffic's horrendous.
It's because
price
you're a man that
went up.
It's because you're the man of the people. You want to be around the people. That's what that's all about. You like just trying to see the people.
Like honestly, I'm not taking the train because I'm cheap. I'm taking the train because I want to get home before 5:30. Like,
right.
That'd be nice. We're off the air at 3, everybody. Like, you think, like,
it's because you don't want to run out of gas on the freeway.
Damn. Like, have you seen traffic?
You bet not.
We talk to Brandy Scott every day. Mm-hmm. The first thing Brandy says is, don't get in your car, drive to Long Island. Not now. 3 o'clock, too late. Might as well stay overnight. You ain't getting home. Forget it. You're going to miss dinner. Forget it. Call your wife. Stay in a hotel. See you tomorrow. Like, you cannot leave Manhattan after 3 o'clock and get home within 2 hours. It's impossible. But on the train, I'm home in an hour and a half. Done.
So what would you do? So all you got to risk is swine flu, COVID.
CMOS protects me from everything, Bart.
Bird flu, swine flu, pig flu.
and catching the train.
Mm-hmm.
Making sure I actually get on the damn train because I don't know the schedule anymore. Mike in Newark. Mike, what's up, man?
Hey, what up, fellas?
How we doing?
I'm a long time, but first time calling in. Hey, listen, I love me some YouTube TV. You're talking to a guy that I've had it since conception. I've had it. I've seen the upgrades. And you guys are going to have to follow through with it, man. I mean, it's an amazing experience. I don't got to worry about no satellites on top of my houses no more with DirecTV, and I get to enjoy my Sunday ticket.
But what? All right, give me your favorite thing about YouTube TV.
Yeah, what else is on there?
Like one thing that you're like, man, this is the best. What is it that's great about it? Because I'm used to navigating around with that beautiful last channel button. It's my favorite button.
See, now you guys are making me feel old when I hear that. Now, listen, I came from that whole era. Boxes in the living room, boxes in the basement, boxes for your friend upstairs, downstairs, everything. I get it. You know, you get the channels. But I love the unlimited DVR cloud that they have. Big. I mean, the wifey gets to record all her things. I record all mine. We have private profiles. And I get it. You know, there are some channels. I heard Barty said, where's the BET at? I get it. You know, there is no Lifetime. There is no A&E. There are a couple channels that YouTube don't have. Mm-hmm. But for them to finally, the NFL rights to go to season ticket now, like somewhere else that's not DirecTV, I'm just glad as a viewer that it's something different now.
Okay. No, that's fair enough. I mean, I could do without.
I got to check this YouTube TV out, man, because I'm not hip to YouTube TV, and maybe they can get big enough where they can add the other channels and really eliminate Comcast. That'd be the mass takeover. This Google, man. See, quit saying YouTube. This Google. So Google bought them for $1.6 billion. And then in every 3 months, Google makes like $1.6 billion every 3 months. That's how crazy it is. And I think they have more millionaires. They give out $300 million a month to people that's really making money. Remember, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Jason Derulo. Like all these dudes made their money off having YouTube channels. You know what I mean? So, like, YouTube is paying out, like, $300 million a month.
Right, because you're bringing them audience.
Right, and you have your own channel. Crazy.
Right.
I mean, that's above my technological, like, understanding. But I know a lot of people out there winning with their YouTube channels. Imagine it's a fans only minus the nudity.
I don't want to imagine that. Wait till OnlyFans
go AI.
If I know that I can get Red Zone still on files at my house, then I'm good. But if that's taken away and it's forcing me to go in one direction with it, and I got to get Sunday Ticket, which I'm not really interested in getting, like that's
and
where
Amazon Prime.
When I saw that, I assumed it was exclude. Like I didn't know that it was. No. You can still do it. You can still get it. Because if that's the case, all right, good. But if it's like this is the thing I was worried about when I saw it, is how it's continuing to change the way it's almost forcing us to change the way we watch our sports.
You know,
and
you sound like
I hate it.
You sound like the first time somebody went over somebody's house and saw a colored TV. That's what he looks like. You know what I'm saying? Everybody look good in black and white. You can't see them. You can't see. You know what's crazy? You ever mess around and go to a channel and you go down and it's like the non-HD channel, you looking like, what in the hell?
Oh, man.
I can't even see the facial expression on the people.
Well, then
turn it HD like, damn, I used to watch TV like this?
Standard definition is something that we grew up with and just like we're used to. Can you imagine if you can go back and like go, like have a Dwight Clark's catch and you watch that game back in high definition, 4K, and find out that Dwight Clark actually stepped out of bounds before he caught the ball? Like something like that? You know what I mean? Like because in 4K, you could see that kind of detail. But back then, you just trusted everything you saw. Like the immaculate reception actually touched the field. You know, I
touched
the blade of grass, man.
Yeah.
Incomplete. You know, but because it's in standard, and actually because the camera never caught the damn ball.
Right, dummy.
As you know, it's out of the frame. So, but could you imagine going back in time in some of the amazing sports moments and having it in 4K? And then saying, that actually shouldn't have been right. That should have been called something. They should have had review, and that play would have never happened, and that history would have never happened.
Yeah. We're not far from going into the telephone booth. You know what I'm saying? We probably in the next 5 years, we'll be Bill and Ted. We'll be able to go back and correct all this stuff.
You think that's next?
Yeah, Bill and Ted. We're going back in history, baby. Hot tub, time machine, all that.
Which one are you? Which one is – who am I?
I'm Keanu Reeves because he had the better career afterwards. He had a second act. You can be the other dude. We ain't heard from him ever. I don't even know who he is no more.
800-919-3776.
Excellent. Awesome.
As you can see – wait, that was Wayne's World. As you can see, we're just getting started. It's pretty crazy how we're starting today. But you know how it is.
Dude.
You know how
– he still sounds the same, man. Even that John Wick, dude.
Yeah, it's the same voice, but it works. Hey, Max Scherzer said he's not broken, and I think he proved it last night.
Oh, yeah, give me that hot five.
Yes. Are you feeling a little bit less anxiety as a Mets fan this morning or this afternoon?
And we got a new MVP. We got a new MVP on the team for yesterday's win. We got a new MVP we'll discuss when we come back.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Look at that.
Complaining about streaming TV. Can't get the link right. Nah. Can't work the Zoom.
We gotta put it in the search bar. Yeah.
Hyper what?
I learned that last time. Like when something you can't do it, you take it and you put it in the search engine. You just put it in the search bar. Yeah. And it comes up. Magic.
Magic.
And now you guys got AI. I can't keep up. I'm going to get left behind. I'm going to be like those locomotives that went out of business, and Amtrak is the only one that made the pivot. Because it's just moving too fast. Eh?
Yeah,
I need to go back to school. I feel like my grandparents, when my grandma was trying to play Duck Hunt. Like, how is it? I can't get there. There you go. I see you, son. Woo! My baby.
Now I finally get to see you.
Man, what's up with that? Who knew that this studio light would be bouncing off my forehead like this, man? Yes. Now it's getting hot outside. Dude's got to start cleaning up.
It's a weird look.
You know what I'm saying?
You've seen Lightning McQueen, right? You know that whole thing, right?
Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago. My name's Tomato.
The old car was what?
Doc Hudson, baby.
That's who we are. We're the old car, forgotten. Right? Like, that's who we are now.
Yeah, but we can take you still out.
We can't keep up anymore, but we can still.
We're still capable.
Dirt track, we can still tear it up.
You know what I'm saying?
But they don't dirt track race anymore, so, you know, we're obsolete. That's who we are now, Bart.
I'm Mater. Kind of like Tuh Mater.
You definitely are Mater.
Without the Tuh.
Oh, there's, if there's ever a perfect.
I got my hood. I ain't seen this thing in years.
It's definitely you are Mater.
Yeah. Remember when he found his hood? Put it on, and now he sounds different. I got my hood. I ain't seen this thing in years.
Was it good to see Max Scherzer last night shut down the Padres the way he did? Five innings of scoreless ball, one hit, six strikeouts, three walks. A little bit of magic for the Mets as well, but they get a win over the Padres. But for Scherzer, I think, you know, as we wondered after the previous outing, three home runs and a lot of frustrations with him.
Because he struggled so much at the end of the season last year.
Especially against the Padres in a big spot, as we know. Here's Scherzer post-game, letting everybody know that he's not broken.
I'm not broken. I wasn't broken after the Milwaukee start. I didn't have to reinvent the wheel. I just had to fine-tune some things. That's baseball. Sometimes, you know, the result, if you follow the results, you can make yourself go crazy at times. You know, you got to be able to reflect on what's actually happening and know where you're getting beat.
This is why I never overreact with this stuff.
Yeah.
Early in a baseball season, we do get a little hysterical about things because it's early in the season and we just are so used to football, which is like three games in.
Yeah.
You know, that's like that could tell you what your season's going to be week three. You start, well, this amount of teams, when you're 0-3, they don't make the playoffs. All that stuff happens. Even in the basketball season, your first month feels like, all right, you're on the wrong path. Knicks were 10-13 at one point, right? And then how has it gone since? So adjustments can be made. Baseball, it's such a marathon.
Yeah.
You have two guys that have been there, done that as pitchers. They are both great pitchers. Verlander will be back eventually.
Yeah, but they're old as hell. That's what makes you scared. Like,
but pitchers and I don't know, man.
I got a different anxiety, right? Because every time somebody has a great season, I get nervous about them the next season, right? You know, now Verlander was a war daddy last year, right? This dude was just mowing people down. He was healthy, yeah, all that. I just get nervous that, you know, maybe that took something out of him, and maybe they need to slow him down a little bit just so they can be. We need to get these guys healthy when it matters. I don't care about getting out to these crazy starts because
now you sound like me. Look at you. You sound like me now.
You're rubbing off on me, man.
Have the Mets moved to that?
Like an algae. You're just growing people.
I am like an algae. I'm a fungus.
And just suffocate you.
But have the Mets reached that? Wait, are Met fans now understanding what it's like to be a Yankees fan? Where you know the only thing that matters is the end result? So where are the lectures that I used to get from Don LaGreca about enjoying the season? And not, you know, how high and mighty we are as Yankees fans. How dare we have these expectations of, I don't care about the regular season because what happens in October matters most.
You're in love with your own sadness.
Exactly, Don. Exactly. But are Mets fans now understanding that?
Yes, we have the same expectations as you Yankees got.
$250 million, you better have expectations.
That's why yesterday we paid extra to our grounds crew for making an extra chalky.
Making the new MVP?
He got the pitch just right, you know? Like he pitched it like it was going down the sink drain, the shower drain.
Who was it? Like it was like was it the 70s or 80s? Somebody went down on all fours and started blowing on a ball to get it to go foul. And I was waiting to see that happen. Cuz like are you allowed to do that? Cuz I believe that happened once.
Game. That's crazy.
Well, two
of them
in the same inning is ridiculous.
You know what would have been funny? As the ball was rolling, if they would have went in front of it and dug up the dirt so it pitched out. you make it like a little bumper.
Kick some dirt ahead of it so that it hits it. And then
you hit a pivot, it goes out and rolls out.
What was that, Jacob?
I think it was Lenny Randle.
So it did happen. I'm not crazy, right?
No, it absolutely did happen.
Do we have a year?
Dig, 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 Jake.
It was 81.
Okay, I know I was a kid.
Jake back there acting like Rain Man.
It was
This
Week in Baseball, and I was like, what? Like, the guy got down on all fours. He's like, just trying to get the ball to go.
You got to have some hot-ass breath to be able to pull that one off.
No doubt.
Some hell of a lung capacity. I want to see how long he can hold his breath underwater.
All right, so you are giving the grounds crew all the credit in the world. You're making them the MVP. Yeah, can I also shout out?
Two hits.
No, that's what it turned into. Mets won 5-0. Can I shout out another Met player that was a Yankee, and I didn't love him. Didn't love him as a Yankee. But after seeing what I saw yesterday, I have a newfound appreciation for one Met player.
Okay, who's that?
Adam Ottavino.
Ah.
So here's why. Ninth inning comes in, mows it down. 3 strikeouts, right? When he's done, he does the 3 to the dome.
Ah.
Carmelo Anthony.
Ah.
There's something special.
Homage.
About. Like,
so that all
like,
the
I like that. And then he went to Instagram. He went to Instagram and he has the picture of Melo doing the 3 to the dome. So, because I watched it, I'm like, whoa,
that's all
did he
took.
Just
you're
do.
So, you're so easy to get, Alan.
You're right. You're so right. Give me some flowers, throw me some candy, and I'm all in, baby. But I saw it, I'm like, whoa, did he just do the Melo? Like, nah, this has to be something else. There's no way he did the Melo. Then on his Instagram, sure enough, he has a picture of Melo doing the 3 to the dome. And I'm in.
This one is all on me.
I'm in. They don't want us to win. Now I'm a fan.
That's all it took. Man, So everybody out there that Alan hate, just do a Carmelo gesture or a Nick gesture and you're
good. We're good friends.
And you're good.
We're friends now.
What's another iconic, like, do the LJ? Hit you with the LJ when you see it, like LJ?
Putting up the L. I don't know how you would.
Because it stands loser to the other people. Loser.
Just hold it up and face the other team.
Loser.
Just do the, yeah. Like Pete Alonso hits a home run and it just turns to the opposing dugout and just
hit
throws
the
up the L.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be nice?
We could be on to something, man. On the other side of town, not as you know, look. I mean, you got what? The Guardians acting like they won the World Series, man. Calm down.
Did you see what they posted?
Have a little class, huh?
Well, first of all, where do the Yankees play?
The Bronx?
Yes. So how are the Guardians the new kings of Queens? Did you see that post?
Yeah, I don't get that one.
Exactly.
Are they talking about the series, Kings and Queens?
Well, they're using the series, but Queens is a borough of New York.
Right.
And it's like, but guys, that's not the team that plays in Queens.
Right.
That's, again, you know, you get these.
And Mal Blart is he's
Paul,
a Mets fan.
Paul Blart, Mall Cop.
Yeah, yeah. Paul
yes,
Blart.
Kevin
yeah,
James.
You know what I mean? Yeah, Kevin James.
He is a Mets fan. He's also a Jets
right,
fan.
Right, so I thought, so maybe if they, are we giving them too much credit? Listen, what I'm learning about this AI, they probably said, give me a catchy diss at the Yankees. And yeah. chat GPT was like, Kings and Queens. Yeah.
Kings and Queens.
Kings
right?
and Queens, yeah.
Queens is a borough of New York. Yankees
yeah,
are
tell
from
you
New
what,
York.
Alan, I'm nervous. All these journalists, get ready. What? People just going to start putting stuff in AI, man. Y'all jobs are in trouble.
You think so?
Hell yeah.
Well, you know where it's going to start? Which hasn't happened yet, at least I haven't noticed it, the blue check thing on Twitter.
Yeah.
Is that a big deal? Like, first of all, I know you don't pay attention to this stuff because you don't go on
I got
on
blue
it.
Checks.
I know you do, but I'm saying it's not like you're – because you go to 7-Eleven.com. So for you, that's you could right care right. less. Blue check, no blue check. If I like the headline, I believe it.
Yeah.
That's – you are one of those people. I always felt like the blue check had – there was a – it mattered. It meant – a trustworthy source.
Right.
Right? Somebody that is paid to bring information, not like somebody that just does it whimsically. You know, it's like, this is your job. My job is to provide information.
Yeah.
So the blue check gave some sort of a stat. And it's not I shouldn't say status, just a credibility that now apparently is up in the air because you could buy a blue check. Now it's like, well, wait a minute. What does that mean? I think it's going to cause so much chaos that it doesn't matter. But I thought everybody's supposed to lose them. Like, I thought on April 1st I was losing my blue check. Didn't happen.
Yeah, he knows better. He's messing with people.
And some people actually paid for it.
Yeah,
Why would you pay for it?
This Elon Musk trolling people. And listen, what I also figured out and what I've, you know, since my research, I'm using how I can take advantage of AI and use chat to, you know, do all my work
you
and stuff like
AI
that.
Thing.
Like, what I figured out is the reason why, you know, because you heard Elon Musk talking about how AI is a danger to society and all that stuff, remember, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what he won't tell you is that he was invested into chat GPT and he pulled his money out because he thought Google was going to get there first. And then when he pulled his money out, he was replaced by Bill Gates and he gave him the bag and it finished. So now we got now I'm looking at Elon like, hey, young punk, you might have hit me with the banana in the tailpipe. Got me thinking that this is going to be – what's that movie with Will Smith? When the robot – it was AI and it came over, took everything. iRobot. Every mm-hmm. single day that time goes on, man, I'm thinking we're getting closer and closer to Demolition Man. Because now I'm looking at all – like, only thing that's surviving – who the hell eats Taco Bell still? But Taco Bell making these mega type of things, man.
That blew my mind.
Yeah, they got
Taco Bell thing blew my mind.
But listen, they building Taco Bells like left and right.
Mm-hmm.
You got you. So I feel like we're in Demolition Man, dog. Watch with this AI, you're gonna have OnlyFans and people gonna start having sex virtually. That's where we at. That's where you gonna
the
know.
World. That's the world that we're coming from.
So you know what that means? Oh, it's I'm coming.
800-919-776.
Yeah. Oh!
I don't know if that's exactly what you meant.
You remember on Demolition Man?
Yeah.
How like they had sex? He's like, let's have sex. And he put the goggles on, like, oh, let's go. And he was from the old school, and they put the goggles on and sat there, and he's like, what the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
But he was turned on, though.
He was.
That's where we at, man. Like, we can make perfect chicks that look like real humans. Pornhub's in trouble.
You are on one today.
I'm just saying, man. This AI and all this technology, man, it's scaring me, son. It's reminding me of the movies that we watched like 10 years ago. Enemy of the State.
Mm-hmm.
iRobot.
Right.
Demolition Man. It's coming to life, son. Who knew?
Total Recall.
Man, we ain't no Mars. Yeah, I ain't going
to Mars. No, but I'm talking about the whole.
We know if everybody go to Mars, the black people going to be left on Earth. They ain't going to let us come and populate a new place. We the last people that get to go to Mars. They'll take a couple
you
other people.
You wanted the Earth here, take it.
They need
now,
to come.
After we laid waste to it, you can have it now. Yeah, Go ahead.
They need some cheap labor to help build Mars. They ain't going to build it all by themselves.
Jeez.
So they're going to take a couple of us, but most of us are going to be left back here in this hot-ass climate. Like, everybody laughing because it's hot as hell right now. Feel real good, right? It ain't supposed to be. Wait till these polar caps start melting. And we have a cold-ass winter this winter.
We're going to get to
hot
some calls.
Hot summer, cold-ass winter.
As Bart just continues on with wherever we're going in the world. We got lots of calls to get to. The stacked rack ready to go.
I got to keep our listeners woke, man. Stuff changing around us, son. Hope you got that Bitcoin because I'm 30,000, baby.
You want to get everybody woke? I'd rather stay asleep.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
True Tuesday, get it off your chest. 800-919-3776.
Say it with your chest. Don't be coming to here all meek.
Yeah, not that either. Mel Kiper's mock 4.0 is out. We'll see if he has any difference with the Jets at 13 and also some second-round picks as well. So we'll get through some of that later on in the show. Yes, NBA tonight, you get your play-in games tonight. We'll get into that matchups and what to expect going forward. And, of course, you want to talk about Knicks and Cavs and, you know, the Nets playing the Sixers. A lot of stuff we could talk on the hoop side of things as well. And the Mets and Scherzer. Scherzer said, I'm not broken, and he proved it last night. All that on the table. So we got a lot of calls. Let's get through them right now. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, what's going on? Before I even get to my juncture of my question, let me ask Bart this question. Mm-hmm. Is Joy Road still crazy in Detroit, Michigan?
Is who?
Joy Road.
Joy. Oh, yeah. It goes down on Joy Road. You know what I'm saying? That's like 6 Mile. It goes down over there, man. I went over there to get a corned beef sandwich like a month ago. And a grandma had a Glock on her hip. Like, yo, grandma, I ain't safe in here eating no kosher meat. What's up with that? Like, come on, grandma. You making me nervous, man.
Wow. When I was down there, I seen a lot of guns. I was like, damn, am I in Arizona?
Yeah.
It's
turned like that. Ain't nothing but people carrying, and it ain't nothing like dispensaries all over the place.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, let me get to my before I get to my Aaron Rodgers question. Listen, you guys already are whining about these cable channels and all that. You guys need to get a Gamers app on your Fire Stick. I'm telling you, Gamers has everything on there. Like, you can highlight NFL and all the teams will pop up, and you just highlight all your teams that you want to watch when they play. You can watch when they play anytime. $26.99 every 3 months. What a bargain.
Bye. Hold on. Write that down, Jake. Jake, write that down.
Yeah, write that down.
Now, listen,
it's called Gamers.
See, I got a lot better with my life and how I do things, you know what I mean? Because I used to get bootleg movies from the barbershop, but also I used to get the Fire Stick with the jailbroke, you know what I'm saying? And then I can just watch everything. Yeah, I try to live a better life.
When your homie jailbreaks it, when they jailbreak it, make sure you tell them to put Gamers in it. It's like a square blue box with a triangle in it.
All right, well, I'm
right
going back.
Down,
I tell you what.
You.
I tell you
it's
what.
Called Gamers.
I tell you what. Take it. Listen, Glenn. Take a picture. send it to our Twitter. That way we ain't keeping it to ourselves. We doing a free revolution, man. You know what I'm saying? We're doing a free revolution for everybody.
I done canceled my cable 3 years ago.
We putting
now
everybody
on. Like maybe $15,000 a year. Now I'm balling. I done put $5,000 on the Lakers to win tonight on the money line.
You know what though? Hey,
that's a good bet.
Anthony Edwards might go Waka Flocka.
No,
you're clear the space
Minnesota,
for him.
Minnesota, they ship the cars, man.
Hold on.
That's a good bet.
Let me tell you something. Is Aaron Rodgers going to get signed before the draft or what? I mean, what is he waiting for?
Listen.
He's not waiting for anything. He's waiting for them to get a deal done.
Listen, man, it ain't nothing to do with A-Ron. A-Ron, this is about the general managers and guys playing chicken. We know that deadlines breed action.
Right.
Like I said, Danny Dimes, they wanted to sign him. They signed him an hour before the deadline. So don't worry about it. A-Ron will be here before the draft. all is well.
Where is A-A-Ron right now?
He chilling right now. He working out with
Alan Lazard. The reason why I'm asking when he's going to get signed is because I want to see the how many wins they project the Jets to win so I can make my bets. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You want to see where that number goes because it's at 9.5 right now.
Look, I'm a gambler. I like to gamble.
But why don't you take the over 9.5 now? It's at 9.5.
Yes,
take it.
Put it now because you know he's coming. They can't take it.
That's what
you do. So is that 9.5 right now?
Saw 9.5, yep.
I think I put like maybe a couple of chips on that. You know what I mean? But yeah, I like to gamble. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like tonight, I can't wait to watch these basketball games. Because if the Lakers lose, I'm gonna be mad.
Hey Glenn, let me get you.
They got too many players out for Minnesota, so that's why I made that big
two,
money.
Two
put
critical
that big money
pieces
on that
for
bet.
Them.
Glenn, let's make a bet right now. Then take a quarter out of your pocket, flip it. I take heads, you take tails, and you know what I'm saying. You we bet a hot 50 right now.
Well, this is my first time calling you. I'm going to make sure I call you more because, you know what I'm saying, I called you before, but I was driving my truck as I delivered the COVID test for the children, you know what I mean? So I was had the police in front of the back of me so I could make sure I got that thing there on time and without any problem.
Well, yeah, listen, we appreciate you. Well, I mean, you're more essential than the rest of the essential workers, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you. Because Alan going to need some COVID tests because he's on the subway all the time.
3776. James in Freeport. What do you got, James?
Hey, what's up, Alan? Bart. Yo, Bart, yesterday I wasn't in the shower, man. I was walking down the hallway.
Okay, man. I don't know.
What?
Yeah. I just want to make sure, man. Listen, we got colds and stuff. You know what I mean? You ever had a friend call you and you could clearly tell he in the bathroom? Like, bro, you squatting somewhere, man.
Everybody understand.
Man. Bro, don't pick up. Like that.
James called yesterday to do part of the power hour, and the acoustics were incredible, and Bart accused him of being in the shower to do it.
Yeah, it was either that or he's at the opera theater.
Is it Carnegie Hall?
We adore thee.
Nah, I was leaving the building, but I heard you talking about the YouTube TV. So my mom's had cable. We had cable. We live in two separate places, getting beat over the head over that bill.
Yeah.
I swapped it. I was like, yo, I'm going straight to the YouTube TV. Freaking got tenants downstairs, too. So, the YouTube TV at my... Huh?
I'm trying to figure out, what channels does YouTube TV have? Like, are you able to watch, like...
It got everything you want to watch. You want to put on... I know you like the BET, it's on there. I got my sports channels, and I get home at midnight. So, everything is free DVR and all that. But the cool thing about it that I like, and I hate giving free advertisement, I hope Google don't find me for this... I live in Freeport. My mom lives in another area. So I was like, yo, we getting rid of the cable bill at your spot. I bought the Chromecast, hooked it up to her TVs at her house. You could log into multiple accounts. So while I'm at my house watching it, and I got it on my apps on my phone, too.
So she can watch it, too.
She's watching it at her house. And on top of that, I got the tenant on it, too. So when the rent don't get paid, the cable getting cut off immediately.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you throw the cable
saving,
in?
And I'm saving. Yeah, and I'm saving probably over like $150 a month. So I'm cool with it. And I'm going to get that gamers app that homeboy said.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's what you do. When you come around here,
you put
up on game.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Put you up on that.
We got the jailbreak, you know, Fire Stick, you know what I'm saying? Get you all the stuff you need. You know what I'm saying? Listen, it's a recession looming. Inflation's crazy. Barton Hine cares. So we're going to put y'all up on game. We're going to let you know all the stuff that you can do. But listen, we got to have a disclosure. We're not responsible for the decisions you make. And if you get caught and you get fined by the FBI, $250,000 for stealing TV, that's on you, bro.
Disclaimer is that Bart and Hunt are not responsible for any decisions you make based on anything that we have to say on this show.
Yeah. Yeah.
As the suits run into the studio to tell you to stop.
Yeah.
Promoting.
Because I'm going to say fifth.
The jailbreak.
Fifth?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm straight with the fifth. Listen,
you know what's funny, Bart?
I don't know what it is.
So we have Jacob with us today, and Harvey's with us for the first time. And wasn't it cute that Harvey put up a countdown clock as if, like, we're supposed to follow that to the end of the break? There was a clock. I was, like, waiting to see what happens when it hits zero. I don't know.
Harvey just told me we go to the same gym, man, and he be seeing me struggle. So he know why I be coming here low energy sometimes, because he's seen that when I come squat day, leg day, I'm done.
It's only on chest days when he's in the real struggle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what happens when you start with the 120s for 15 and you do 60 reps, baby. That's how we do.
Did he just called you out?
Yeah, he called me out for doing the 120s for 15, then dropping to the 110s and doing 15.
We need a lunk alarm right now.
Then doing 100 to 15. I'm doing 60 reps,
Lunk alarm right now. as I talk, as I think about.
He hears straight with the first 48, man. He snitched it. He snitched it like we just 2 minutes in. Right. Hold on, we an hour in the first 48. He already has snitched.
Already on you. Yep.
You got an Apple hat on, too, man. You can't trust guys those old.
Apple hat on.
Well, we just call them Apple hats in Detroit. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Well, it's the old dude.
Real quick.
You need to say Jive Turkey or Fool.
Does Harvey have a mustache or no?
No, he got a goatee, so I trust him a little bit. But,
a little bit?
A little bit.
But the hat, though, the hat breeds, like, you know what I mean? Like, either he work on extra on Taxi or Hill Street Blues.
It's a denim beret.
Yeah, it's a denim. Nah, that's Hill Street Blues. Ain't no beret.
It's not a Kango. It's a beret.
It's a Brango. It's a denim Brango.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen live weekdays at noon on 98.7 ESPN.